If not, be obedient to the rule. You never invent something new. All the new stuff comes from what? Bending the rules. Because at the end of the day, there is no rule. It's all exception. It's all exception. But first of all, fear doesn't let us to see it as exceptions. Because it's a little bit comforting if we believe that there is a rule and I know what the rule is. So I know what to do. Because facing this problem, that honestly, I don't know what to do. This is not a situation that voluntarily we walk towards. Fear. So we prefer to blur the image, therefore find the similarities and become that stupid parrot. Remember the parrot? The second story of book one? The parrot who thought baldness comes from breaking the jar. That's the nature of stuff. So here, he uses these moments to explain everything about the form and the essence, to say, first of all, the essence I'm talking about starts from Adam and will be cultivated in Shiz, then Noah, and so on, and so on, and so on. Means, look at all this. All these are the messages. We call these messengers, right? What's the message? What's the message?
Come back to me.
Come back to me. Means, we are not there. You see the difference between that, I don't know what to do, which is the state of confusion, and this one, we're not there yet. We may turn back. Because the goal should be clear. Why are we here? What am I? I could think of a lot of explanations. I could be busy with the form, and the form leads to animal, because our form is a copy of the animals. Did you know that in a very silly way, you could infuse the blood of chimp in me? But if you do the reverse, the chimp will die. Somehow I could even accept the blood of chimp. That's how close copy we are, literally, physically. But that's not what we are talking about, because that's not humanity. That's our existence. That's our form. What is the essence? That is the question we are looking at, right? How? The training is like this. We give you the form again. You have to dig in these forms to get the essence. We tell the stories. Stories carry a lot of meaning. The stories by nature could provoke the imagination, and imagination could go wild. So there is a process of taming the imagination. With what? Exercise. Repetition of sessions. He keeps the same melody from the beginning up to the end of Masnavi, which is one single rhythm. This is the form. Doesn't matter. It provokes all the feelings within. So pay attention to that, right? He started with swearing at this, swearing at that, and arriving to the book point. Honestly, I can. Yes. You cannot carry the forms, but the forms are connected. No, thank you. Connected to essence. So through the form, we work with the essence. We'll tell you stories. We'll give you the material of imagination, right? Meanwhile, we train your imagination, because we try to explain it again and again in different ways.
Now I can have that shalom. You will be blind tonight. Next time I will remember to have a spirit in here, which helps a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Yeah. Then, he talked about something else. Remember, he talked about the body of a tree. And all the branches and all the different explanations we are going to give to you here. But at the end of the day, what is the universe to you? Be honest. At the end of the day, the universe to you is one thought. It's what you're thinking, right? Of course, that poem was carrying that right at the beginning in our story. Everything is one thought. He thought, this should be, therefore it is. But in along the way, what is your word? Let's go back to book one, second paragraph. What was that second paragraph all about? Do you remember over there explained, listen, to you it looks very cheap. It looks that it doesn't exist even, the imagination. But imagination is the base of human culture. What is the essence of your pride? What is the motivation of your war or peace? Is all imagination, thoughts. It's almost irrelevant to your animal existence. The war of crusaders had nothing to do with the animal needs. It's about an idea, a thought. This is what we are. We are not the flesh anymore. Yes, the form is the flesh. So we said the universe, everything is only a thought. Over there is a look at the universe running, flowing on the imagination. And this is going on and on and on. Because you could defend some of your actions. Normally, how do you try to correct your wrong actions? The simplest childish way is about not doing anything. He explained that that's impossible. Even for a single moment, you cannot sit down and a good or bad thing doesn't come out of you because you are thinking. It doesn't matter if you're talking or not, if you're doing something or not. You are thinking. Because if you're sitting down, let's say you're sitting down in a train, you're going from here to Toronto, and you have nothing to do. And you forgot your book or your reading glass. So you're sitting down, right? You cannot say that I'm just sitting down here and I'm just thinking. And in your thought, think about a lot of nasty stuff. And when the train stops in Toronto, you step out and say, I just didn't do anything in the last few hours or days. That is not correct. Because you became someone else. By all those thinkings, you become someone else. Because with each thought, you add a block to your existence. Everything is thinking. That's why here, intentionally, we avoid some negative stuff. Not to even talk about them. Because thinking about negative stuff will bring negativity, will develop negativity, will give you the habit of looking at the negative. Because remember, I I am the outcome of my thoughts. Do you remember the definition Rumi explained, that if you come and stand up for 100 times, say this is I am, and say, nope, that's not you. You are your thought. The rest is bone and flesh and nonsense. Thought, that's what it is. So here, pay attention to thought, the essence of it, which is being provoked, hopefully, by these forms. Therefore, you should you remember the first time in Masnavi, you started to say, excuse me, I'm starting symbolism. And all I'm talking about were symbols. And let's forget all these symbols. Do you remember where was that? Anyone?
With the Arab and his wife?
Pardon
me? The Arab and his wife, he said at one point.
Yes.
Forget about it.
Right at the end of the Arab and his wife, when I said this is the division between part and one and two of Masnavi, he said, the Arab is me, the wife is me, even the jar is me. These are all symbols. So from then he knew he wanted to talk. Here he said, for how long are you going to be in love with the shape of this jar? How long are you looking at yourself and seeing yourself in this fleshy existence? Because you are not. That fleshy existence, yes, that's the animal, that's a monkey part, and thanks God, it's separated from us. You are imprisoned in your skin, like other chimps. But the part that is our part, is with us, it's within this we happening, are your thinkings, your thought, the essence of your thought, not the form of your thought even. So this game of finding the essence is an ongoing stuff. First we learn that, okay, Masnavi is form of a teaching, there is an essence in it. The poem is like this, there is an essence in it. Then this story is like this, this form, there is an essence in it. Then all this teaching was a form, there is an essence in it. And oh, and don't look for the end of the game. This is chicken and egg. This is what we are. Because only humans will understand the difference between form and the essence. The animal, they have nothing to do with the essence. Their essence is that fixed rule of life, which is life, which is admirable, which is lovely, to a limit. Not to the animal. To the animal, life is the best. Life is it. If your life is in danger, you could do anything, right? To human being? No, I'm sorry. Life is dear up to a certain point. There are some points that it's not worth it. Even the liberty to suicide. This doesn't exist in animals, but it's in us. So we have the choice. And the path is clear. We have to walk towards the essence. We are never at the essence. We always walk towards it. It's attracting us. So we understand this tendency in human being. Then today we hear something else, which is